We looked around probably 15 years ago for companies that were interested in nutraceuticals. Nutraceutical is a, for instance, a vitamin-enhanced corn or soybean. But we've discovered that there were actually companies out there working on pharmaceuticals, drugs for humans. And so we started talking to those companies, and we eventually ended up with a contract with a French company to grow their drug.
One of the things you talked about today in the panel discussion is about what you're doing and focusing on a drug or working with cystic fibrosis. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how that came about?
Well, about a third of the drugs that are commonly used in medicine today are protein-based. It's a protein that causes something to happen in the human body. Those proteins traditionally are grown by genetically altered bacteria in a stainless steel vessel. But what happened about 15 years ago, scientists discovered that they could insert that protein into a plant like corn that has 2,000 proteins in a kernel of corn. You insert your particular drug protein into the corn genome, and the corn plant just thinks it's another protein, and as the corn grows the ear and the kernels, it multiplies your protein, pharmaceutical protein, along with all the other proteins in the kernel. And so you end up with a whole bunch of kernels with lots of protein drug in it. Scientists are able to take that kernel apart, take that one specific protein out, and use it as a therapeutic.
And one of the ones you've worked on works with cystic fibrosis.
Yes, it's canine lipase. It is lipase that's produced in dog livers that is used as a drug for a therapy for cystic fibrosis patients. And the company that we were working with, the French company, biotech company, figured out how to multiply that protein in corn instead of traditionally in bacteria in a stainless steel bioreactor. And they calculated that they could produce the drug in corn 13 times cheaper than a stainless steel bioreactor. So, you know, the other advantage of producing it safely is lowering the cost.
We talk about that whole GMO conversation, and you're modifying an organism to create something to help and to better our society in general. Where is there struggles? Do you hear complaints, or is that part of a conversation you have as well?
Most people look at it as a positive, as something good and something new. As you know, Megan, most of the biotech traits that farmers are using today mainly benefit the farmer, the producer. But we're now moving into an era when we have biotech products that are going to affect the consumer in a very positive way, and this is one of them, creating therapeutics cheaply and high quality and growing them in plants.
What are some of the security issues and some of the measures you have to take to keep those protected?
It depends on the crop. If it's a self-pollinating crop, it's much easier because you don't have to worry about pollen getting away. In corn, the way it's done is it's cross between two lines. You have a pharmaceutical producing plant, and then a couple of rows over you have a commercial plant. So what happens is you use the pollen from the commercial corn to pollinate the drug corn plant, and you detassel the drug corn plant. So there's no pharmaceutical pollen ever produced. So that's the process for making sure that you don't have any gene flow.
We talk about the cystic fibrosis. Are there other pharmaceuticals that you're working with and therapeutics that you're working with, and where do you see it going in the future?
Well, one of the more interesting ones now is producing lactoferrin and lysozyme in barley and rice. Those are two drugs that are produced in human breast milk, and they're really actually quite concentrated in colostrum. And those two drugs boost the immune system. So the idea is to produce those cheaply in plants, multiply them, and then someone, for instance, that's on chemotherapy and has a challenged immune system that's very weak, and they're worried about infection, they're worried about pneumonia, you can boost up their immune system by giving them lactoferrin and lysozyme.